Good morning. Welcome to our Thursday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. As you might notice, I dressed just a little bit different this morning, and I generally record these broadcasts the day ahead of time, and so Wednesday we're honoring the life of Terry Darr and prepared for that. And so I just would ask that you remember the Darr family in your prayers as they continue this adjustment with the passing of Terry. Been talking and praying this week about unwrapped teaching, how God's desire, His plan, His call is for us to teach. And we do that in a variety of ways. We do that formally. We do that informally. We do that with words. We do that with our actions. We do it with our life. And we have different levels of gifting and calling that God uses in a variety of settings to teach according to His command that we would teach everything that Jesus commanded. Well, it's probably going to be difficult unless we know the things Jesus commanded. So today we're going to focus in this devotion and prayer time on teaching with the usefulness of Scripture, of God's Word. 2 Timothy 3:16 says, "All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness." So many times we want to interject our feelings, our opinions, the feelings and opinions of someone else into what God's Word really says. You may have heard it, you may have said it. I know that's not the way I feel. My God wouldn't do something like that. And the difficulty with those statements is they may or may not be true. It definitely might be true how you feel, but how you feel may not align with what God's Word says. If your basis for my God wouldn't do something like that is based on His Word, then it's truth. But most of the time when I hear people say that, it's not based on Scripture. It's based on them. It's based on not liking what the outcome is. And as I think about this, I think about the way that we teach. Now, if I was to teach a class on geometry, it would do very little good to acquire a variety of language textbooks, history textbooks, and use them as the basis for teaching geometry. It would just seem silly. And yet so many times we gather sources of material from unspiritual people on unspiritual topics and somehow think they're relevant in teaching about God, in teaching about spiritual things. Now, the great thing about God is He designed it all. And so if the information is correct and accurate, we can teach about God through science material, through mathematics material, through history, through a lot of different things, but there's always that warning, that caution that, are those things written accurately? Or do they have a bias? Now, we often think about things with a political bias. And basically what we mean by that is we don't agree with it. It's one-sided. And it's not the side we like. Rarely have I heard anyone talk about something being biased in their favor, even when it is. But we recognize the nature of humanity, our own nature, that we can't detach ourselves. An author can't detach themselves from what they're writing. Unless they're dictating what someone else is saying. And that's why it's important to understand, to know, to believe that all Scripture is God-breathed. The human bias that some want to read into Scripture is, well, I believe it's missing. Because the Bible makes it clear that this record of God's law, the record of the history of God's people, the record of His commands and instructions in His life were written by men carried along by God's Spirit who breathed the words that He wanted spoken. And because it's God-breathed, because it's from Him, it's useful. And the question is, do we know it well enough to use it correctly, to use it appropriately, to use it for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in all righteousness? Is it just another book on our shelf? Or do we live under the authority that it contains? How important is it in my life, in your life? Is it simply one of many sources that guide what I believe and what I think and how I live? Or is it the authoritative source? You see, when we live as children of the King, we teach what the King says. When we live as ambassadors, representatives of the living God, we must be very careful to carry His message, not adding to it or subtracting from it, but the entirety. And because it's so complex and at times confusing, God's given us His Spirit to lead us, to guide us into understanding and practice. We apply it, the ancient words of God, to a modern life. Not erasing what it says, but learning how to live today in obedience to what it says. Technology has changed, lifestyle has changed. Resources have changed, but God hasn't. And His Word remains. And today, as we live life, as we teach with our words, with our actions, and with our very life. Examine yourself. Am I using Scripture to shape all of it? To speak, to teach, to live the Word of God? Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us what we need in order to know you through your Word, through your Spirit, through our relationship made possible by the blood of your Son, the sacrifice that covers our sin, that cleanses us from all unrighteousness. And God, we confess, I confess that there are times where I get in the way. I believe something that your Word doesn't teach. In fact, your Word may teach contrary to what I believe, and it's difficult to change. And yet your Word convicts, your Spirit convicts, and it teaches us. And so, God, help us today and each day that we live to find the usefulness of your Word in teaching. In teaching us, so that we can teach others more accurately. May we continually be students of your Word, eagerly reading it and studying it and memorizing it and living it, so that it's not just some collection of words on pages, but it's truly living and active. Shaping us and purifying us. And God, as we interact with others, may the things that we learn from your Word be evident in our life. May we teach with your Word as the ultimate authority. And may we live with a consistency that our proclamation of your Word as authority is not just words that we say, but it's the way that we live. And God, as we teach with the usefulness of your Word, may we lift up Jesus as the centerpiece. That as we lift up him, he would draw all people to himself. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Thursday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.